Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Whatever you do, don't move. Dr. Smith, can you assess the extent of his wounds? I'm here.
I'm a doctor, Captain, not a long-range telescope.
The Jackalope will shortly be entering transporter range, Captain. They will be waiting for our signal.
We're not leaving an injured shipmate behind, Commander.
Shh! I have a plan. Use your heavy Standish penknife and cut down as many ears of corn as you can.
I do believe it's working, Captain. The trolls appear to be ignoring us. They are more interested in the corn.
One thing's for sure. When I got up this morning, I never believed I'd be pretending to be a crow and throwing large ears of corn around to distract 7-foot crows from eating one of the crew.
Keep it together now. We're almost there. Get ready to signal the Jackalope, Commander. Doctor, get ready to assess the wounds.
I need to get him to the sick bay, Captain.
Commander Thumper, signal the Jackalope. We're ready to beam out.
Aye, aye, Captain. Awaiting two Jackalope. Four to beam up.
These are the adventures of the Starship Jackalope. Our continuing mission, to explore new garden patches on different worlds, to seek out larger and bigger carrots, to boldly go where no rabbit has gone before. Featuring the voice talents of Alex Gilmore, Bobby Owens, Rocky Rungano, Michael Liebman, David McIver, Jules Ismail, and Stefania Lindenbaum. Today's episode, Jackalope and Hutch.
Captain's Log. Following a spot of R&R at Space Station Rider, USS Jackalope has been dispatched to a K-Badge patch, an area which lay unexplored for some time. We have been instructed to investigate mysterious radio signals that have been emanating from this supposedly desolate region. Commander Thumper.
Yes, Captain.
What are your thoughts on the mission? Why do you think they've chosen us?
I believe that Herr Command was impressed with your quick thinking during the potential cornfield incident. Your plan to make the crows believe we were a nest of crows within a moving corn patch was ingenious.
Yeah, I was good, wasn't I?
Indeed.
Any signs of this mysterious signal yet, Lieutenant Ayres?
I'm not picking anything up, Captain. It's been pretty quiet since we passed through those old-time music radio signals a few days ago.
Yes, I was quite impressed with your jive, bunny hop, and twist, Lieutenant.
Thank you, Captain.
Sir, This particular area of space has been deserted for some time. There have been stories about ghostly signals received from ships that had disappeared long ago without a trace.
Are you talking about a ghost story, Commander?
If you mean, does my story contain information about ghost signals, then you are correct, Lieutenant.
Go ahead, we're all ears.
Very well, Captain. There are stories about an area of space in this sector known as the Kabaj Oblong. Ships enter this area of space and never return. All that remains of them is the faint sound of an SOS distress signal. Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot.
What a load of rubbish.
Captain, I'm receiving a signal. It's faint, but I think I can boost it and remove some of the interference.
Put it on loudspeaker, Lieutenant.
Aye, Captain.
Captain, I do believe your fur is standing on end.
Nonsense. I've just had a blow dry. It often goes fuzzy.
It's definitely an SOS, Captain. It's coming from 5 parsecs starboard, mark 025 degrees, heading.
Helm, set a course starboard. Mark 025 degrees. Warp factor 2.
Aye, aye, Captain. Approaching the signal's coordinates, Captain.
On screen. Let's see what's out there. I don't believe it.
There's nothing there, Captain.
Exactly.
The signals have been growing in strength, Captain. I can now make out certain phrases.
On speaker.
Help us, without warning. The power drain has disrupted our engines. Oh,
That's the end of the transmission, Captain.
Intriguing. Don't you agree, Captain?
Lieutenant Ears, go to yellow alert.
Engineering to bridge.
Yes, what is it?
We appear to have... Oh, that's not right.
Tell him about the fluctuation in the warp chamber.
Yes. I am.
No. On second thoughts, don't tell him that. You know his nerves have been fragile since his run-in with the fox and the whole scarecrow transformation thing.
That is so true.
Tell him about the slight power drain detected in the main systems. We'll investigate the warp core.
Yes. I'll tell him I just called to say there's absolutely nothing wrong with the warp chamber and everything's fine.
Did you want something, Alpha?
No, Captain. Everything's fine. Just letting you know we've detected an anomaly in the ship's power systems.
Keep me updated. Captain, out.
Do you think he fell for it?
Yes, I think so.
Sir, I'm picking up another signal. It's coming from some kind of distortion in subspace.
I believe, considering the unknown force affecting our power systems, that a tactical withdrawal may be to our advantage, sir.
I concur, Commander Thumper. Helm, get us out of here. Warp 3.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Mr. Muxaka?
The helm isn't responding, Captain. Trying again.
Captain, the distortion is increasing.
There appears to be something happening on the screen, Captain.
It looks like... Commander, is that shape surrounding us oblong?
This isn't good.
Alpha, Delta, can you hear me? What's going on?
All our power is being drained, Captain. We're trying to establish where it's coming from.
Look at that slot there.
What slot? Where?
The one that's glowing blue.
That means it's still active. It's the only system on this panel not affected by the power drain.
No, I think that's where Mr. McZacker spilled his blueberry smoothie. However...
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I believe I am, Delta.
We believe we may have a solution, Captain. As soon as we can get the power back on, we'll let you know.
You make sure that you do.
It appears we are trapped, Captain.
Yes, like rabbits in a cage. Captain's Log, Supplemental. The USS Jackalope is in an area of space known as the K-Badge Oblong. We are being affected by a mysterious power drain. An unknown rectangular vessel has appeared from nowhere and has us trapped in an energy cage. The situation is tense. Very tense.
Captain, we are being hailed.
Open hailing frequencies, Lieutenant.
Intriguing.
We appear to be having problems with our translation circuits, Captain. Possibly due to the power drain. Trying again.
It's still not making sense, Lieutenant Ayres.
I believe I have eliminated the bugs, Captain.
This is Captain Peter Rabbit of the USS Jackalope.
We are the Hutch. We have traveled for decades in search of pie.
Pie.
Yes, pie.
Pie.
Pie, Captain.
Pie.
Yes, Captain. That's an accurate translation.
Pie.
Yes, pie. What's so difficult to understand about pie? Pastry, crust, filling, pie.
And what does that have to do with us? Why have you trapped us in this cage?
In all the decades of searching, we have found the ultimate flavor. Rabbit pot pie.
Red alert, shields up.
The power fluctuations are still affecting the ship's main systems, Captain.
Engineering, what's going on? We're about to be turned into pie. I need full power now.
Your physiology, your astronomy, and various missions. We have studied your charts and discovered the location of your homeworld. You will be pies for us.
Helm, full reverse, maximum impulse.
But sir, what of the electrical cage? It's blocking our course.
Commander Thumper, status of our torpedoes.
Loaded and ready to fire, Captain.
Target the source of the electric cage. It must be coming from their ship.
Aye, Captain.
Open a channel.
Aye, Captain. Channel open.
Hutch, I wish to offer you the hand of friendship. It is the desire of Her Command to seek out new carrot patches. Maybe we could reach a trade. Together, we could make vegetable pies.
Vegetable pies? Vegetable pies, like the protein provided by meat. Your offer is unacceptable.
In that case, you leave me no option. Fire the torpedoes.
The cage has been disabled, Captain.
Take us out, Mr. Muxaka. Full impulse.
Aye, aye, sir. A tractor beam!
Fire more torpedoes.
They appear to have a number of backup systems, Captain. We only have one arm torpedo left.
Thank you, Commander Thumper.
We're at maximum impulse, Captain. It's not enough to break free of the tractor.
Delta, what have you got?
Captain, we've overlaid some of the electrical connections of Kerrigan. The electrical charge within the DNA of the organic material has bypassed whatever is draining our power. Connections are holding and we have more power. All systems are ready and ready to go, Captain.
Excellent. Commander Thumper, target that beam. Helm, take us out of here. Maximum warp as soon as we're free.
Aye, Captain.
Aye, Captain.
Captain's Log, Supplemental. We're on our way back to Space Station Rider to rendezvous with Admiral Boiler of Hare Command. Our sensors indicate that the Hutch have failed to follow us, obviously lying in wait within the K-Badge patch for the next unsuspecting prey. Commander Thumper has recommended we leave a buoy warning vessels. One thing is sure, I don't believe we've seen the last of the Hutch.
Featured in the cast were Alex Gilmore as Captain Peter Rabbit, Bobby Owens as Lieutenant Tanya Ears, Rocky Rungano as Commander Thumper, Michael Liebman as Dr. Harvey Hopper Smith, David McIver as Lieutenant Taddy McZacker, Jules Ismail as Robot Alpha, Stefania Lintonbon as Robot Delta. Our special guest was Joe Stefko as the Hutch. Star Rabbit Trex, Jackalope and Hutch, was written by N.J. Rainford. Editing by Jim Smogata. Produced by Captain John Tedrazak. Post-production by Jim Smogata. Webmaster April Sadowski. Captain John Tedrazak, CEO of MisfitsAudio.com. We would like to confirm that no harm came to any crows, rabbits, robots, ships, or the Hutch. Darn it. While producing this audio, some corn was sacrificed. We are not affiliated in any way with Star Trek or Beatrix Potter, nor do any of the characters drive a red and white Ford Torino. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I am your announcer, Roy Cunningham, for Misfits Audio 2010.